بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So with the last few points with regard to the lessons that we learned from the lengthy hadith that we read of Umm Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anha, briefly just to get us in the picture again, that her child had passed away and her husband at that time was out. He came late home and he was fasting also. And she was a woman of that great caliber that she contained the whole matter in such a way that she prepared good food for him also while the child's janaza was still in the house, a small baby's janaza. And also at the same time she had prepared herself to present herself to her husband, and they had relationships that night also. From there a child was born who they named Abdullah. And from there we learned many other points. Amongst them was that we should give good names of our children also. And by the barakat of her actions, which perhaps we cannot comprehend today, that how can a woman do such a thing, that a child has passed away and the child, the janaza, the mayit is in the house, and we are prepared, we are having good foods, we are having relationships with the husband, but to get our priorities right in life is a very important thing, and our priorities have to be according to deen, according to the teachings of Islam, and not our own sentiments, our own emotions. We have to come above our own sentiments and our own emotions. All these and many other lessons are learned. Further, we are in fact taught this lesson: spouses should beautify themselves for each other so that happiness and love may remain strong between them. This is also important. Usually a woman will beautify herself when she goes out of the house, but she should beautify herself for her husband also. The husband also dresses up properly usually when he goes out of the house. And very sadly, both in the house, we don't care about how we dress, etc. We don't care about our respect for each other, and we just live in a very, very negligent way in the house. Whereas we should, her wife's beauty is all really only for her husband and not for the world to see. And the husband also should dress properly for his wife's sake, not for the world's sake. But unfortunately, these things also we have reversed. They, however, should not imitate the disbelievers, nor should a woman's beauty become exposed to others besides her husband. This is also a very important point. Today we think beauty, for a woman to dress beautifully is when she dresses according to the non-Muslim's way, whether it be top and pants, whether it be all the other fashionable or the naked clothing, then we think that she's dressed smart. No, in the Islamic way. And the husband also, that in an Islamic way he should be dressed properly, not in a non-Muslim way, not in casual dress, shirt and pants, etc. No, he should be dressed also in an Islamic way. Our Islamic culture and Islamic way of life is extremely important, which today also we have thrown overboard and we don't give it any importance. And a woman's beauty should not be exposed, especially with the terrible curse of the smartphone. Husbands are taking their wife's photos also in a very compromising way, and sometimes they are even sending it to their friends, etc. If this is not inviting the destruction and the azab of Allah Ta'ala, what is this? And many such cases where in error these photos have been sent to other people, life became a jahannam for those people. They had to leave their hometowns and relocate to other places. So it is very important that we don't fall into any of these things. A husband is forbidden to speak about how his wife looks to other men. Forget that she dresses up smartly, dolls herself up, and then she appears in front of others. How many men are proud to present their wives and to show their beauty, and they want to show that I've got such a beautiful wife. But this is all calling for great, great destruction in one's house. and people are facing this on a continuous and ongoing basis. So we should be very careful. The husband, the wife's beauty is exclusive for the husband, is not for the world. And the husband also should dress decently, nicely, in a nice way for her, for his wife. And this should be all within the confines and limits of Sharia and not out of Sharia. Tahneek and the naming of a child should be done by a pious individual so that the effect of this, of his goodness may positively influence the child. Tahneek, which is alhamdulillah, has become quite prevalent amongst us again, and Muslims are conscious about it. At one time we did not even think about having tahneek done. And this should be done by a pious person who we feel in our hearts is a pious person, so that the good effects of that can come onto the child and influence the child. And we should be careful today where women deliver in maternity homes, and almost everywhere music is an essential part in their way of life, and even by law they have the command that music must be played, in whether it be in the aeroplanes when they are taking off, landing, whether it is in the shopping malls, in every shop is commanded to have music. And when a child is giving birth in the maternity home, and if this music is the first thing to fall in the ears of the child, and music is the is from shaitan, and if this shaitani effect is on the child, we can imagine what will happen of the child. We are commanded the first thing that adhan must be given in the right ear of the child, and takbir must be given in the left ear. And then after that the tahneek must be made, which also has got great, great merits. The khajur, the date that is chewed on and given to the child, the khajur also has got great, great influence on the child, and it coming from a pious person will have further great influence on the child. It is permissible to utilize ambiguity or allusion in situations of necessity if the right of any individual is not compromised. That is, as Umme Sulaim told her husband that the child now is very peaceful. What she meant was the child has passed away now. It is a masoom child, so it is gone in great peace, and the pain it was feeling of its illness, that is all gone. But he took the other meaning, that the child is better now, that the illness is gone. So to use such a strategy is permissible with the correct intention, not with the wrong intention, not for our dunya's sake, but for deen's sake. And this we find that great, great people also had used these strategies, but when it was of a necessity and it is for deen and for the pleasure of Allah and not for our nafs and not for our dunya. May Allah teach us all these and the other great lessons which are in every hadith and every ayat of the Quran, and let us accept it wholeheartedly, our iman be according to that, and may Allah Ta'ala let us practice also accordingly.